I think the line on which Emma was just going helps a great deal with that, because the measure to which sin is in relation to how God has dealt with it. God has dealt with it severely in His Son. Now, we just talked about the fact that it was disobedience that occurred in the garden. It was not some sexual act out of context. It was not drugs that they were taking. It was not murder that had been committed. It was not the heinous stuff. It was just simply God says, do. And the serpent comes in and he says, nah, don't do that. Do it this way. And Eve listens. She passes it on to Adam. And Adam does likewise. Disobedience led to sin. The estimation of sin is now how God has dealt with it. What has He done? If you go to Psalm 22, what you get there in Psalm 22 is the expressions of the Lord Jesus speaking prophetically at the cross. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now you realize that in those 3 dark hours of anguish, God forsook His Son. And the Son is asking the question, the Lord Jesus, why are you forsaking me? You know what the answer is? Thou art holy. The holiness of God is what measures the true character of sin. So there is no culture here whatsoever at all. It's not the culture, the West Indian culture, that sets up the standard for sin. It's not the American culture. It's not the culture in the Middle East. It's not the culture in Europe. There is one standard for sin. God measures it, and He measures it in the death of Christ.
And in one sense, you might say, Brother David, I one will understand where Brother Mark is coming from, because there are people who would say, well, in the United States you can do this and it's okay, but if you went, and I wouldn't advise you to go in the present moment, to Lebanon, you cannot do these things because it's not okay. Well, we don't measure our standard based on the culture we're living in. There's one standard, and that is the Scripture. And I thank God for that. The same Bible in your hands is the same Bible that the saints in Lebanon have. And if I want to know what is sin and what is not, the Scripture is here. And the other thing is the Spirit of God is there. Because there are certain things, of course, there are sins that are recorded in the Scripture, 31 of them in the Epistle to the Romans. So if a believer wants to find out, is this sin or not, there are some references to certain sins that are truly, genuinely, the Scripture says it is sin. But how about those that we don't have a verse about them? Well, you know what? This is why we have the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God will not give me peace about certain things. Why do you think sometimes young people would come, they know there's something wrong with going, you know what, they know there's something, I'm going to be very open with them. They know there's something wrong with going and watching a dirty movie. They go and watch a movie that is rated R. Violence, corruption, cursing. Well, the Scripture speaks against these things, but they know. But you know what? Deep inside, the Spirit of God doesn't give them much peace about it. Hey, Brother John, do you think there is anything wrong? Why are you asking me? Just so that you can get some support, oh, it's okay, you know? Because sometimes we try to look for support to cover sin, you know? If the brethren would say, okay, then I'm covering it, I feel better. We have the Word of God gives us very clear definition regarding certain sins. And we have the Spirit of God that will help us along to define certain things, to know if they are wrong and if they are bad, and it's not for the believer to do. So this is how I'm going to just respond in that way, that it's really the Spirit of God will bring forth before me that what am I doing, going there, doing this, is absolutely offensive to God. And if it's offensive to God, it's absolutely sinful. I wonder if a brother can... Because you start touching on the cost. And I wonder if there's any young brother who can stand up and read the 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21. And we had a reference to Psalm 22, and maybe somebody could read Psalm 22 and verse 1, so that we'll have the references and the support. And we are going to have till 10 after 12. We're extending 10 minutes.
What are the references?
2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. One brother could stand up and read this one. And another brother could stand up and read Psalm 22, verse 1.
For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Thank you. Somebody has Psalm 22? Maybe we can read the first three verses. Go ahead.
My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me? And from the words of my Lord.